Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome, Karen. Hey.
Is it evening? Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening, good evening.
I haven't said mine yet. Good evening, Karen. How's it going?
Good, thank
yes,
you.
Got it right. This
bit
is really
puffed from running across Albert Park.
Finding a park, getting up the stairs. BFM is a,
door
it's a cute
locked.
Struggle to get here, isn't it?
Yeah, doors locked. Classic BFM. I was like, I haven't
we're
seen
so
anyone.
We're so inviting.
Yeah. Seen anyone.
I got a cup of water though, so that was all right.
Oh, that's good. Nice. That's good. Now, you're appearing at the Going West Writers Festival, and you're also appearing at Speak Up this weekend, which is happening at the Aotea Centre. And we thought, hey, why not get you up to BFM and chat music and what's going on with you?
What is going on with me? What'd you like to know?
Well, you've just got a show on Radio New Zealand as of this year, earlier this year. Yeah, how is that? How's that all going?
Going well. Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock at night. It's news and current affairs with music and you know other stuff in it. Takes a lot of organising to get it together because it's got quite a lot of content. But yeah, it's good.
Okay, you're saying you're working on it with a producer who is down in Wellington, and I thought it must be kind of strange doing a show with someone who you're not having like a lot of face-to-face time with.
A lot of emails.
We speak on the phone a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I do know him, Andrew Robertson. Yeah, I've met him. He's great.
Okay.
Great.
Well, shall we just jump into a song? Because, I mean, you're one of, I guess, New Zealand's most, how do I say this? Like, most famous sort of music personalities, I guess, you know, having a background with probably our most iconic New Zealand music show, Radio with Pitches.
So I'm going to forget it then.
RMTV.
Kind of situation, isn't it?
I thought, you know, like, well, hey, what better excuse than to get you to select some music for us?
RWP, yeah. Well, I did pick some tracks, but I thought they were around the 125 years suffrage
yes.
anniversary of She Danced in the Fire. So they're not what I would play at home, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're more female-oriented.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we can touch on that. We can touch on that. Yeah, yes. What have you got? What have you got in that sort of world?
I think on that list is Hole and Miss World, and the reason that I picked that track was I listened to a lot of Hole when I was writing my first novel, Emerald mm-hmm. Budgies, because I think it must have come out, the album, at the time, and I really liked it. I know Courtney Love gets a bad rap, but
she's powerful, powerful lady.
Were you living in the UK at the time?
When living
you
on the boat.
In the UK.
On the boat, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it was,
was the boat in the UK?
The boat was in
okay,
the UK,
sweet.
Thank God for that, yeah. Yes, it was. It was on the
I kind of always wanted to
canal.
Live on a boat, I think. When I think about it, I think fondly about it. Is it a good thing? Or?
It's different there because it was on the Grand Union Canal. I was going to say the Thames because we then lived on the Thames, but the canal boat is quite good, but you need to have, I think, a wide beam one rather than
right.
a narrow boat.
See, this is where I would have
so
got the wrong boat.
You've
I?
Got a bit more room.
Okay.
So you lived on that and had a couple of children on board.
Wow. Rad.
Not on board, but...
Here's Hole. Miss World, yeah?
Miss World, yeah.
No.
I am the girl you know can't look you in the eye. I am the girl you know so sick I cannot try. Thank you.
Off air, I was just trying to figure out the year of that track.
Sometime in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was.
Mid to late 90s, somewhere around there.
I was chucking around 90s.
Could have been 90, don't know.
The 90s.
Now, Karen Hay, can you tell us a little bit more about Speak Up, which is happening this Saturday? What's the MO?
The modus operandi. Mm. Gosh, it's very Latin of you.
Well, now I know what that means. Thanks.
It is a day of speaking about women because of the 125 years anniversary of suffrage in New Zealand. And my panel, which is at night, I'm the moderator of a panel which is about the music industry with three women artists, with Moana Maniapoto and Victoria Kelly and Sherry Matheson. And we're going to be talking about their experience in the music industry, collective and individually. And also they're going to do some performances as well.
Fantastic, fantastic.
It's an hour and a half, so that'll go pretty quickly, I should imagine.
Now, having such a long, I guess it is a pretty long history in the New Zealand music industry. How has it changed? I mean, you know,
there's no way to put that.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been involved the late 70s to the 80s. So, like, I mean, how has it changed in your eyes?
The music industry.
Dramatically and weirdly.
Yeah.
Because when I started in radio, I started at with Radio New Zealand, but then I went to Radio Hauraki, which was a whole different ballgame then than it is now. Mm. It was the station in the country because it was, you know, breaking all the rules. Mm. And then to Radio with Pictures, that was an outlet for New Zealand music that wasn't being played on the radio. It just wasn't. And program directors were universally around the country saying it's not good enough, it doesn't have the right production values, it doesn't cut it, sorry, not playing it. And that really incensed me. I just thought that was a travesty of justice, you know, that we had so much talent that wasn't able to be heard.
So that was sort of the common line, it's not, the fidelity wasn't up to scratch, was that sort of what most people,
production values,
and
also the fact that New Zealanders would not want to hear it,
right,
because everything's imported and, you know, on a playlist from the US or wherever.
So it's almost like a matter of changing perception before you,
well, you didn't have to change, I don't think you had to change our perception on the ground, you know, New Zealanders' perception, because they did want to hear it, but you had to change the perception of those people who are the gatekeepers, who believed that they didn't, but then they've always been useless at their jobs, she said.
It's always like back the winners, eh? That's the problem. It's like it's hard to change when, you know, it's that old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it situation. It kind of gets people.
It's just a lack of imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A true lack of imagination and playing it safe to keep your job, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And it's still going on now. Mm. Not in this environment.
No, John is.
What?
John is.
I do play it safe.
Do you?
But it must have been such an interesting time, you know, with, I guess, all the punk stuff coming through. Things, I guess, didn't change quite as quickly as they do now because there's no internet back then.
Sure, so it's, that's right.
You kind of got all of that stuff creeping in, I guess, in the press and the little dribs and drabs of music that got imported.
Well, you had to get an NME by plane. Mm. You know, it was flown in.
Yeah.
If you wanted a piece of vinyl, you had to wait for a long time. Mm. You know, go to the record store, of course, but you could import something. Yeah, it was different times. It's so hard to think about that now or believe that that's the case when you can just actively source anything you like in the world. And that's made a huge difference for New Zealand musicians, obviously. Mm. You know, they can just get out there and there's no need to be there in another territory. At that time, there was a need to actually relocate and uproot your entire life to go somewhere else so that some other A&R person could see you and possibly sign you up. And so many bands did that, and there's so many stories to be told about that.
Mm. Now, you actively petitioned the government to get a quota of New Zealand music on air in New Zealand. What was that like, and how has that changed? Do you think it's somewhat gone backwards in recent years a little bit with the amount of New Zealand stuff on air?
It was a battle at the time, and I think that it has, actually. I think that it's now, people in commercial and radio won't do anything unless they're absolutely forced into it, and of course they don't want to be forced into it. Mm. They were backed into a corner at that time. That quota asked for 20% New Zealand music to be played on the radio, which was like asking for a lot. Mm. And after that bun fight, which it was quite a bun fight, they agreed to a voluntary 10%. 10% quota. And you know, it was all like, yeah, look at us, we're agreeing to a 10% quota. And over the years, that was that petition was 1986, and over the years that has gone back and back and back in commercial radio in New Zealand, and I think it's almost sitting where it was before.
Yeah.
Except for the obvious choices that they can play within their playlist.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of playlists, let's have another jam, I reckon. What are you feeling for the next tune?
I don't know. What did I choose?
Oh, what have we got here? We have Sharon O'Neill. We have Carla Bruni.
I chose Sharon O'Neill simply because the She Danced in the Fire people wanted that because it's the title of the you know, this seminar thing that we're doing on Saturday night. But She Danced in the Fire was Sharon O'Neill's response to the music industry, how it kind of mucked her about for quite some time and stalled her career. But I think I also picked...
You got a Mitski.
I picked Mitski, yeah.
Your Best American Girl.
Let's go for that.
You want to go with that? Okay, sweet. Sweet, here we go.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun.
All right.
That's the album before the last one.
It was Mitski, Your Best American Girl, and you were saying that was about the industry.
No, that was Sharon O'Neill.
Sorry.
Yeah, that Best American Girl's got great lyrics as well, though. It's, you know, all about that wanting to be something for somebody else and not quite cutting it.
Nice.
Where do you go to find music, Karen Hay? Where do you find your music?
Yeah, that's difficult. I find it quite difficult because I'm working at night and I don't get to go out to a lot of gigs, and I'm probably of an age group that I don't go to as many gigs or practically any really these days. And not that it's too loud or anything. And so I find that a real challenge to source music, and often, as everyone will sort of relate to, you might like a track on an album, but you don't want the whole album. And then there's iTunes, that whole iTunes things where it's your library, but if you stop subscribing to it, they're going to take it all away.
Hey, we were talking about your talkback days just before. Do you want to revisit that right now?
Your talkback.
Hello. Welcome to 95 BFM.
Hello, it's so good to hear you on the air, Karen. It's Mark from Radio Live.
Oh, Mark, you're not going to believe it, mate. We're just talking about Radio Live. That's perfect.
You are kidding me. What are you doing listening to BFM?
How are you, Karen?
I'm good. I haven't heard your voice for a while.
Yeah, well, I miss you so much on Radio Live.
Oh, how's your cassette collection going?
It's really good. And if you go onto my Facebook, Dan Smith.
Yeah.
Dan Smith, and if you just type Dan Smith manabus.com.
Yes, and what's on there?
Well, I've downloaded a lot of music, actually, Karen.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, from my cassette collection.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. Yeah.
But I miss you so much.
Thank you.
I've asked Tony and Joe. Where's Karen? Where's Karen?
He's on RNZ. Day? RNZ, mate, tonight.
I can't talk back to you, though, on RNZ, though, Mark. Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
Good
bye.
Good to hear your voice. See
Cheers,
you.
Mate. I'll tell you what, it's 50-50, but that was a good one.
Mark used to ring regularly, and he records things off the radio.
Yes, we're perfect. Familiar. We get a few phone calls going, I wish I had my tape in then. Can you tell me what that was?
Hey, you were saying we've probably got one more song left before you have to scoot off and get ready for your show.
Okay. Might as well make it from the list.
Yep. What are you feeling?
There was Carla Bruni.
You popped a mob way in here last
Bruni.
Minute. Yeah, Carla Bruni.
Even though she's also in the kind of, people don't like her, in the Courtney Love kind of vein, possibly because she is married to Nicolas Sarkozy, and she's a bit of a pop star. But I love the French accent, it's great. And I love the fact that, although this is in English, she's Italian, but she sings in French and English. And
is this a cover or is it original, this one? It's Stand By Your Man, is that what you...
... Everyone listening,
yeah, okay.
Knows the answer to this one. It's a cover.
Yeah, okay, good.
I think it was Tammy Wynette, wasn't it?
Hey, Big Hungry, I've just had a brainstorm. Sorry to interrupt everyone.
Hands could on
we,
his knees
could
right
we
now.
Get a voice ID live in the studio? Is that okay? Are you okay to give
voice
us a voice
ID? How does that go?
Hi, your name and where you are.
Karen Hay, and you'll send a... You happy to do that?
Happy. Okay. Hi, this is Karen Hay, and you're listening to 95BFM, Bosom.
Perfect. All right, sweet. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. We should go out on this cover. Carla Bruni. It's a cover. I'm about to learn. I'm learning.
Hey, well, very nice. Thank you very much for having me.
People can see it speak up this Saturday or going west 15th of September, right? I think so.
By the way, it's from 15th to the 16th, but also we have a ticket to that. So give us a call on 309-3879 if you would like to go along to Going West.
Out in Titirangi.
Right on.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You have the bad times, and here I have the good times. Doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And after all, he's just a man. And something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Yep, that's 100% a cover. That's Carla Bruni, Stand By Your Man. Thanks to Karen Hay.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.